ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, February 28th, 2025. Get ready to get on the air for the ARRL International DX Contest. We're seeing peak conditions from Solar Cycle 25 just in time for the ARRL International DX Single Sideband Contest. It's underway this weekend at 0000 UTC on Saturday, March 1st. And concludes at 2359 UTC on Sunday, March 2nd. ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, is gearing up to operate as part of a multi-operator single transmitter station for the event, and he is eager to get started. This is a great contest to work some new DX and to add to your DXCC totals, as DX stations will be pointing their antennas towards the U.S. and Canada this weekend, he said. The contest is an exercise in endurance, but also a great primer on DX propagation. Earlier in the month, the CW portion of the contest garnered at least 4,830 log submissions. The nature of the contest means the whole world is trying to work North America. Even modest stations can experience the thrill of working some new countries, said Bork. Just get on the air. So if it's a full weekend of contesting that sounds too overwhelming, ARRL encourages radio amateurs to set a small goal, perhaps 100 contacts to get started. Get into the groove of it and then start stretching that goal. Maybe you'll wind up at 100 multipliers instead. Since each of those multipliers is a DX entity, those 100 would qualify the operator for an ARRL DXCC award. With band conditions expected to be good and activity expected to reflect the excitement, Mark hopes to receive even more log submissions. The more the merrier. We really hope hams will take advantage of this prime operating opportunity. For complete rules and more information, visit www.arrl.org/arrl-dx. ARRL's On the Air Live continues to grow, equipping the next generation of radio amateurs with the knowledge to get active on the air. On the Air Live is a monthly interactive webinar series that does deep dives into topics aimed at the new and intermediate ham. It complements material found in On Air Magazine. February's event had nearly 130 people in attendance. The events are hosted by ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4SDF. OTA Live has seen rapid growth and good engagement in the 2 months it's been going.